All right, so multi-point. We talked about this about 2 years ago on Channel 9, and it's a really interesting technology that's being used by the Unlimited Potential team. Can you give us a little refresher? First, introduce yourself, then tell us a little bit of
what's going on. Sure. My name is Kentaro Toyama. I'm the Assistant Director of Microsoft Research India. And this is a project where we're working with the Unlimited Potential team. What we're trying to do is address the problem of schools which don't have enough financial resources to afford a whole lot of PCs. But they're definitely interested in technology. And so the question is, how can we maximize the use of the computers that they are able to afford? So the photographs I want to show you a little bit, you might want to come over and take a look. Now, this is a school that we saw in India, in rural India. And you can see they have two PCs, and there are six children at two PCs. Now, obviously, if you only have one mouse and one keyboard, that means, you know, two out of each of these three children will not be able to use the computer at all.
Okay.
So the basic idea is that, you know, what if we just multiply a number of mice? Here's another photo. This is five kids to one PC, and this is not unusual. Nine girls to one PC, and we see this kind of situation all the time. So our idea was, hey, let's just have a lot of mice, have as many mice as there are children, and then that allows every child to interact with a computer simultaneously. For each mouse, there is a cursor on the screen, and that allows you to write different kinds of games.
Okay, that's interesting. And just for all the geeks out there, because this is Channel 9, let's briefly talk about how that's implemented. I mean, what did you guys do to pull this off?
So essentially, it's written on top of Windows. It's a user mode SDK, which means that we haven't written any specific driver level code to enable that.
Okay.
And it's an application based, it's not an operating system. So essentially, once you have an application, that application can be made multi-mouse aware without making the whole Windows multi-mouse aware.
Mm.
Now, a lot has changed since last version. We have enabled Visual Studio 2008 integration. So people who are on the latest and greatest of technologies, like Visual Studio 2008, WPF, they can use this to build applications just like they build other applications. There has been improved code in the SDK since the previous versions. There's going to be a lot of developer tutorials to handhold developers as to how to build the applications. There's going to be a developer community where all the developers can ask questions and they can submit questions to Microsoft, and where all the questions will be answered. There is some support for Flash development as well, since a lot of applications will be built in Flash. So we have some support for Flash development as well, which is a very good thing for all the developers who are going to build education content. Besides that, we have a lot more controls in WPF enabled on multipoint. There's a lot of code and tutorials for making new controls multi-mouse aware.
Okay. But so who are you anyway?
Well, I am Vikas.
That's more important, right?
I'm Vikas Sahadev. I'm a dev lead in Emerging Markets Group, specifically working on the Multimind project.
Cool, man.
Good. And I'm David Hutchford, and I'm with the Microsoft research team based in Bangalore in India.
Excellent.
And we're going to show you a little demo of what Multipoint can do. And so here we go. Oh, skip that first. And so here we have a really simple quiz application. And as and as you can imagine, when you have about four or five children sharing a computer, giving them sort of a more tailored quiz so that every student, say there's a really smart kid in the classroom and he's answering all the questions really fast, what you can do is adapt the questions to that particular student. So even though all three of us are sharing, and if you move your mouse around, you can see we all have a region of the screen that we sort of own and a cursor on there that represents us.
Nice.
Even though we are all sharing the same machines, we can tailor apps or tailor the application to the level of the student without losing any learning benefits.
Interesting. Really nice. And I like the way you keep them in their own world. Because one of the things I was thinking, if you had nine children playing around on one screen with nine mice or nine cursors, that could be really insane.
It could be.
So you're able to restrict what they can do.
And also, like, I think it will depend upon how the applications are developed, because you can develop an application where multiple, like many, like nine or ten mice can be connected but still not, like, kind of get into each other.
Mm-hmm.
And also, like, if you project this thing on a bigger screen, for example, on a, like, you know, projector, using a projector, then, like, that problem would not be there that much.
Interesting.
That's right. In fact, I think one of the most exciting things about Multipoint is that it's really more of a paradigm for writing educational applications, and which means that, you know, the entire world of creativity that developers can bring to it is, you know, really wide open. You can design games where there's actual explicit collaboration built into the game. Mm-hmm. You can design games where, you know, people are playing in their own space and they don't really collaborate. Mm-hmm. So it's really up to the imagination of developers.
And in this case, I mean, we're using mice as sort of the canonical example, but it doesn't have to just be a mouse. It could be any other kind of peripheral device, right? I mean, multiple keyboards, obviously interesting scenario, right?
Absolutely.
And this is just a start. The idea is to actually enable all those devices in the subsequent releases, but this is just a start to kind of see, like, how, what other applications could be built on top of that.
Cool. So, I mean, like I was saying, it's been 2 years since we've talked about this on Channel 9, and, you know, I'm sure everyone's kind of curious, like, what's the status in terms of adoption? What's the real feedback you're getting from real humans? Mm-hmm. And can we talk about that?
Oh, yeah, sure. So we've been running some pilot studies just to see how this works and doing some research around it, because eventually we want this to help people learn.
Sure.
In the education space that we've been trying it in. There's some pilots that we've run, about 140 in Thailand. The government of Thailand is looking at putting about 14,000 computers into schools, and a technology like this that has been proven in the field will help them scale the utility of those machines and maximize the use of those machines.
Excellent. So just to go a little bit into the sort of the SDK, because, you know, you're announcing the SDK, you know, today or soon. What does it mean to make a .NET object multi-point aware? I mean, what exactly are you doing? Clearly, I'm using a library and assembly, but what does it mean when I make my object?
So essentially, what we do is we hide the default cursor in the Windows, and we create our own cursor based on each input device. So essentially, like, we detect that a mouse is connected, and based on that, we create our own cursor. So we don't use the default cursor of Windows.
Okay.
Because it's not, so it's like, you know, it's our own concept for the application. So we are not doing anything with the Windows. So we create our own cursor and give it specific coordinates, and we track it as it moves.
Okay. And
And I would say that also, you know, when you're programming, you know, the interface currently is with C# and .NET.
Mm-hmm.
You know, basically what you see are the same kinds of mouse events you would otherwise, except now you can actually specify which mouse is interacting in what way, and, you know, how to draw the different, how to respond to different mouse events and so forth. So effectively, it's almost the same as, you know, writing code for a single mouse, single keyboard configuration, except that this allows you to keep the different mice apart.
I think another sort of interesting scenario, of course, this isn't really, you know, education in a strict sense, would be certainly gaming.
Yeah.
And so for native developers, it would be nice to be able to, I mean, can you imagine if you could just create your own, you know, the cursor becomes basically your character in some sort of, you know, trippy game that you're playing around in. And,
right.
I mean, that could, the world is really,
absolutely,
the potential is
absolutely
unlimited to use your teams. That's really
exactly
awesome, man.
Absolutely.
All right, so let's take a look at another sample.
Okay, so these are actually screenshots of some samples that we've developed, some games. And this one was developed by a professor in Ecuador?
In Chile,
mm-hmm, sorry. And what it is a language learning game. And so you have three people with three mice, and they all have different words that they get to contribute to a sentence. And as they go through the app, they build a sentence, and then it tells them whether you know, the sentence is right or wrong. And we also have a couple projects that are running in India, and the goal is we're having some developers build collaborative applications based on a multi-point platform, and these are going to be put on school buses that go through different towns, and as children come onto the bus and interact with the computer, they can also play these games, and again, you make maximum use of the computers there. This is another application that a teacher could be running in the classroom, and as you can see, every student will have a mouse on their desk, and they'll be able to interact with sort of a quiz-like question like this, or even a more sort of collaborative diagram labeling activity like this, where each one of them will get the chance simultaneously to label different parts of a map.
Interesting. Now, yeah. I guess one other question would be, I mean, certainly you have sort of the kind of the financial aspect where you just can't spend $100,000 on a bunch of new computers. But there's also the concept of, my hardware is going to get really increasingly cheaper.
Sure. Yeah.
So there's also sort of the concept of teaching people how to work together, right?
Absolutely.
So you have collaboration software where we're going to share this environment together and learn how to work together, as opposed to it only being useful in the context of, financially.
That's right. So I think one of the things that's interesting, and that's a great question, is that we initially developed MultiPoint because it seemed to be an answer to, places which are really financially constrained. But one thing that we find, especially when we test this in schools, not just in India, but in Chile and other places, is that there's a lot of social activity that happens when the children are interacting on the same computer, mm-hmm. as opposed to when they're just playing with one PC by themselves. And so we think this is actually a good model for education in many other places, and primarily for K through 6 and maybe even up to K through 12.
Excellent.
And not only do you get sort of collaborative activities going, but you get more engagement with the learning materials that are being presented in front of the children. So as they sit together, if you have, for example, one child just using a computer by themselves, trying to learn some sort of math concept, and you have children running a multipoint system, and there's an application that's teaching them the same thing, those children tend to be more engaged in learning the material than the one student who has the computer in front of him. After a while, he just sort of starts looking around at the classroom to see what else people are doing.
Yeah, really, really interesting. So this it goes a lot deeper than one would think on the surface. Very cool. Now, the Imagine Cup's coming up, so I have to definitely put a plug out to Joe Wilson and the gang.
Right.
And this clearly is going to be something that I would imagine these really skilled kids are going to play around with. Developers, in the competition.
So this year, the Imagine Cup has its theme the United Nations Millennium Development Goals for global development. And one of the categories that they're hosting the competition in is to use MultiPoint and to develop a educational game that uses MultiPoint. So far, that's the category that's actually received the second highest number of registrations, and we're anticipating a lot of great creative content coming out of that.
Excellent. And I guess finally, I can imagine if you had, 90 to 100 mice, Windows is going to freak out, regardless of whether or not general purpose operating system has to handle all these messages. So how are you guys dealing with sort of performance? Like, what's your thinking for scaling? Now, let's say you have a machine that has a 1,000-core processor on it. You're going to want to be able to have, 500 mice if you needed to in some weird scenario.
So we have tested it with 30 to 40 mice, and we have achieved a lot of stability with that number of mice. Mm. Now, as to the question of scaling it to 90 to 100, I think what remains to be seen is what kind of content the developers develop, enables 90 mice to be connected at one point. So we could still do it at the hardware level or the mm-hmm. software level, but if the content is not ready, then it would be too early. So we don't want to be ahead of the game in that sense.
Sure. Well, I think one thing that could be interesting, imagine if you had a bunch of people in an auditorium and you had one system and you were playing this you're playing a game together or whatever, massive collaboration in real time with humans that are actually near you.
So that's where the next level of multi-terminal computing comes in, where you have two computers, but you can roll it over to another one, and which possibly would be a good candidate for the next version.
Cool. Well, this is great to meet you guys, and you're doing really very innovative work. I don't really like using that term, but great work.
Thank you.
Thanks.
And clearly, this will be very useful, and we'll come back and check in on you guys.
Fantastic.
On the next release.
We'll
and by the way, Vikas is an old bro from our dev days in Windows Update, man. Right on.
Good to see
you again. Cheers.
Thanks. All right. Thank you very much.